Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Watch Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. Final hour for us. Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Get back into the big story of the day in just a couple minutes. Big story of the day kind of became the big story of the day as the day has gone on. We'll let you hear what Kirk Cousins said on TV earlier today. Brandon Adams is going to join us in about 20 minutes, talk some college football with him, and then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic. Phone lines will be open, 404-726-0929. All that in the final hour of the show.
Looking at some other news. Shams, the 76ers are trading Caleb Martin to the Mavericks.
All right.
Okay. But, I mean, listening to some of Luka's clips, because he just introduced Luka to the Lakers, he kind of said, you know, not surprised. He kind of thought it was going to happen.
Really?
Kind of things like
interesting.
That. Interesting. Yeah, but how they found out he's about to go to sleep. AD was about to watch a movie with his wife, because he had just sent his teammates, hey, congratulations on the win up there in New York City and
AD.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they got a nice win over the Knicks.
Yeah. And then he said, like, an hour later, he gets the call. Huh? I'm going where?
Yeah, so AD was shocked,
yes,
for sure.
Yes.
Luka was like, yeah, kind of sucked coming.
Yeah, kind of sucked coming.
I've been a jerk to everybody for a number of years. And
yeah.
It didn't really work out
that
much.
Yeah, kind of saw that coming.
They told me to, you know, get in better shape, and I didn't do it.
The best thing was the press conference, right? And so they end the press conference, and then Marcus, which Morris brother did they get?
Markeith.
Markeith walks onto the stage, and, like, Rob looks back like, oh,
all right, any questions for him?
Yeah.
Any questions for Marquise?
That's what it looked like, though.
Oh. Anybody want to talk to Max? Oh. He's also here.
Yeah. Oh.
No?
Okay. My bad.
No, Max went the other way.
Yeah.
No, Max. Did he? I don't know.
No, yeah, Max went.
Yeah, he went the other
way. But, yeah, that's how he looked at him, like.
Oh, Maxie. Oh, Maxie Kleba came back.
Bad. Oh, my bad. Markeith?
Yeah, man, I've been in the NBA for 13 years. Maybe some people want to ask about the veteran presence I can bring here.
Yeah.
Hasn't he already been there, too?
I think
he already
so.
Was.
I was curious.
A Laker.
I know one of them was.
Yeah, and one of them's still in the league, and one of them's not anymore.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Because okay. I saw a video of one of them busting people's ass at the YMCA.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's always great, because people will try to call him a scrub, and he shows up to your gym and busts your damn head because he's a damn NBA player.
Anybody who took 1 minute of playing time in the NBA is not a scrub.
Yes.
Anybody who played 13 years in the NBA is very, very good. Yeah. Remember when Brian Scalabrine was taking all that flack, and he was like, all right, play me one-on-one.
Yes.
It was just embarrassing, folks.
Bust his head. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, man.
Come on, dog. This ain't they don't have Chester down there who comes in there with a full sweatsuit on with tearaway pants.
No offense. I'm sure you were very good in high school.
Yes.
And I'm sure you've hit a growth spurt since then.
Yeah.
But
with compression pants up under shorts.
If you could have played, you would have played.
Yeah, dog.
You know what I mean?
Them dudes. I'll never forget that day. That dude came in there. We were just having fun hooping. And he comes in there and, like, has the big bag and everything, and then rips off them damn tearaway pants. It's just like, are you serious? The worst player in the entire gym.
Mm-hmm.
Running plays. About some motion left.
Plays that nobody knows.
Yeah, like,
we don't
what?
Have practice. How can you call a number?
Tell out of here.
Two.
Doing that right
Two.
There. Yeah, basically.
Two. Deuce,
yeah.
deuce, deuce.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, man. Just awful, man. Just awful.
All right. Hey, the Hawks won last night. Went on the road.
Way to go, Hawks.
Beat the Detroit Pistons. Looked like they were going to give it away in the fourth quarter, kind of let the Pistons back into that thing. But Trey with the game winner late, which was great to see. Another game winner. That's his third one this year. Clutch bucket Trey this season. 34 last night. Dyson Daniels with a nice game. Zachary Risacher with a nice game. Really kind of more than anything looking at what the Hawks are going to do over the next 48 hours. Obviously, they play San Antonio tomorrow night, but trade deadline is Thursday. So Bogey hadn't played for a while now,
yes.
and that's because they're trying to trade him.
Yes.
We'll just figure out where that's going to go. Maybe Capella really does have back
Maybe
spasms.
He does.
I don't know. Seems like a guy who's probably on the move as well.
Maybe he does.
And then we're kind of looking around the rest of the league, too. Like, obviously, this Luka thing shook up everything.
Yeah.
And other – like, De'Aaron Fox getting traded to the Spurs is a really big deal.
It is.
Now, it's kind of people –
any other offseason, it'll be the biggest deal.
Like, dang,
problem.
That's a blockbuster Hell trade. Yeah. Wemby got his running mate. That's a really big deal. And it still is, but obviously it's sort of it dwarfed in the shadow of what the Lakers did with Luka. There's other trades coming. Like, the Heat have to trade Jimmy.
They got to move on.
You got to move.
You got to move
on from him. Interesting rumblings about KD maybe going back to Golden State.
Dude, I did.
What
I
do
saw,
you think of that?
I wouldn't mind. You know,
I would love
I loved it when he did the first time.
I liked watching that too.
Yeah, I loved it when he did the first
now,
time.
Now it would be a different deal because it's not all the same
Whoa!
Guys. But, yeah, there's a man out there.
Yeah, there's a man hanging behind me and he just dropped down and I was like.
And he sees us looking at him and he's smiling.
But I think that, you know.
You clean windows in cowboy boots. Did not know. Would have thought maybe a more
I thought, like,
more comfortable sneaker.
Or a window shoe.
Or yeah, like a window shoe.
Yeah, they got
maybe like a shoe with a suction cup on it.
I don't know they got
a
window shoe, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. He's got cowboy boots on, though.
He got some gators on.
All right.
But the Warriors, they somebody's going to the Warriors. There was another report. There's like a four or five team like trade coming that the Warriors are spearhead. The Warriors are trying to get somebody here.
Yeah, time's running
somebody there.
Time's running out.
Yeah, you're trying to get somebody there, which
Steph's
is which 37 is great.
Years
yeah.
old or something.
So look
like
for
that.
The Warriors to get somebody. To me, right now, it doesn't matter who. We need somebody.
Give me somebody.
Team. Get us somebody.
Anybody.
Yeah, because it just looks like they are.
Top priority was what? Jimmy Butler? He said no.
He
thanks.
Said no because he wouldn't do the extension. I go get him any damn way.
Yeah, sorry. Don't extend yourself. Then,
don't extend yourself.
But you got to play the rest of the season.
Get,
see what we can do.
No, but then you.
Durant.
Jimmy ass.
Brandon Ingram.
Hold on. Jimmy still got to play. Jimmy would opt out of $52 million?
I don't know. That was a weird report. It was like, why? What's Jimmy doing? What's Jimmy's game here?
What's his deal?
Yeah, what's he doing? What's he getting at? Like, he's just. I know Jimmy's maybe a little bit of an odd personality. He's burned every bridge in his past.
Yes.
So maybe it's not a super big surprise. This is the way it's ending in
what's
Miami.
What's his
but,
deal?
Yeah, what's his deal?
I don't know.
Speaking of guys who I'm wondering what their deal
is.
I guess I know what Kirk Cousins' deal is. He can't keep his mouth shut.
We knew. But
we
already knew it was going to be him.
We knew it was going to happen.
We knew it was going to be him.
We knew eventually this offseason at some point Kirk Cousins would tell us what happened. Well, he did. He went on TV earlier and did that. So let's get to the big story of the day and let him tell you. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain. That's what Kirk had.
Bam! Woo!
We were 6-3. Was playing well, doing a lot of good things, even if the right ankle wasn't perfect. But then against the Saints, got hit pretty good in my right shoulder and elbow. And from there, kind of dealing with that, you know, was something I was working through and just never really could get it to where I wanted it.
Okay, there it is. There it is. Saints game was November 10th.
Yep.
That's when everything
That's
fell
when
apart.
Everything went, That's when I mean, everything fell apart after that game.
It was. It was a complete spiral downwards after that game. They won two games after that, and they were against the Giants and the Raiders. Two of the four worst teams in the NFL.
How did he play in the Giants game?
He didn't. That was Penix's first game.
Okay, I'm thinking Raiders. Okay, yeah.
The Raiders game was the final.
Final one.
And he was horrible.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I said this a lot. I know it had to be last month or something. We were talking about this. And I was like, I don't want to ever put any kind of characters. And I'm not going to do that shit. I don't still want to make it simple. But I'm saying if. And this is all about if. If this man was hurt and continued to play, knowing that he couldn't get the job done because he's worried about this guy taking his job, then that's selfish as hell. That is selfish as hell that you would do that to your teammates in this city and this organization. Now, I know you always had some side eye anyways about this organization when they drafted Michael Penix. I don't give a damn what nobody says.
That definitely hurt his feelings.
I don't care. That hurt his feelings.
It definitely did.
Bad. Yeah. All right? And I get it. And so you look at it from a standpoint where, okay, well, if I get hurt, everybody wants to see this guy anyway. So I can't let him get on the field, so I'm going to fight through it. And if you're raw, you're looking at him saying, well, I'm going to let him fight. He's a veteran. I'm going to let him try and play through it. Because if he's not, if he wasn't listed on the injury report, then there's no reason for him not to play.
Right. Now, he was one Wednesday.
But he said it was
He said it was a mistake. It was a, quote, clerical error that he was listed on the injury report.
Yeah.
Now, he was never on the injury report again. And so now, here's the thing. So let's move on from the Kirk part of it. Say Kirk was doing that. How quickly do you need to be able to tell that the injury that your quarterback is trying to work through is not making him a viable starting candidate? The Broncos game, they lost by 32 points. They scored six.
I would have yanked his ass after that.
I understand letting him play that game.
But you got the bye.
But then you have the bye.
But then, as a coach, you probably viewed it's the bye week. We'll let him get healthy, blah, 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 all that other crap. Then you go out.
Those four picks against those four the Chargers.
You had to go.
You got to go after
I understand
that.
Why you didn't do it in-game, because it's one possession game. You just didn't want to throw Michael in there at that time.
Right.
But he got to go. And he was going the next game.
No, he played one more.
Oh, that's Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
We actually kind of played okay, but so he did throw a couple picks, no touchdowns.
All I'm saying is if this dude was hurt, and he didn't want to come out. And no athletes, we play through everything. We play through stuff. All right. But if he was in and didn't tell anybody and went through it like that, and that's not good.
No.
That's not good. And then you go on TV. Because we knew it was going to come out. What was going to happen. And we knew he was going to.
We knew how.
We knew he was going to be the one to let us know what happened last year. With the whole fall off.
Everybody's wondering. We asked everybody.
Everybody.
Every reporter. We asked Terry Fontenot. We asked Raheem. We asked everybody we talked to. And everyone was like, kind of went the way it went. He was healthy. Fontenot said that Joe pressed him. Yes. Joe's got the clip. I'm sure he'll tweet it.
Yes.
When it's a guy like Smoking Joe's proudest moment.
Yes.
When you could press a general manager and get that answer. Because he asked him, he said, was it an injury? And he kept saying he was healthy.
He kept saying he was healthy.
So maybe Terry thought he was.
But that's what I'm saying. Healthy enough to play. But not healthy enough to be effective. I can't get it done. All right? My shoulder is that much. I can't get my elbow. I can't get it done.
Because, for people, most of us, that have never been inside a building, if Kirk Cousins is dealing with a shoulder thing, he's going to treatment, right?
Yeah.
Trainers know.
Yeah.
Trainers are talking to the coaching staff.
Yeah.
Coaches are talking to the general manager.
Is he not going to treatment?
Is he just not going to treatment to make sure nobody knows? Or what? Because, if he was getting that shoulder worked on, everybody knew about it.
Exactly. Right? So, that's what I'm saying. If he's getting his treatment and all these different things, why was he not on the report?
I don't know.
Because maybe he go to the coach and say, I'm fine?
You know who's going to be wondering about that? Roger Goodell in the NFL.
Yeah, is he fine? I'm fine enough to play, coach. Yeah, it's bothering me a little bit, but I can go out there and play. Because they threw the football, just didn't throw it good.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
He did. He threw it a lot.
Yeah.
That's a credit.
That's another one.
That's an argument in the Falcons' direction.
He threw it a lot.
He threw it 27 times against Denver. He threw it 39 times against the Chargers, 37 times against Minnesota, and then obviously the final game, 17 times against the Raiders. But, yeah, he was chucking it out there, man.
Yeah, and we know the Raiders game, they coached that game for him not to lose the football game.
They coached that game like it was a rookie making his first start.
They did not want him to lose his football game.
Yep.
And so this is real trash.
Yeah.
This is real trash. Because especially when you went on TV to cover your ass and let the league know it was my shoulder why I played bad. Because his last presser that he had when Michael Pence took over the job, it was, I didn't forget how to play quarterback. Yeah. And now you come out and saying, okay, the only reason that happened is because of the shoulder and the elbow. And I'm working on that right now. And then because I say, well, I can't play really good unless I'm well for both. Whatever, man. Cut his ass now.
Yeah. Have to.
Cut his ass right now.
Yeah, I would. I understand financially, blah, blah, blah. No, you got – sometimes you just have to make a point.
It ain't going to go down no long – if it's now or if it's in a month.
I know.
That number ain't going down. Cut his ass now.
Brandon Adams will join us next. We'll talk some college football with BA. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. The phone lines will be open in 20 minutes for the AMA, 404-726-0929. Questions are always good. It's always fun. I have to feel like there's going to be a little bit of extra, you know, emphasis from some Falcons fans potentially, given the Kirk Cousins audio and all that. So we'll get there in about 20 minutes.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, sometimes the best thing to do in life.
Shut the hell up.
It's just hush. Yeah. It's like, you know what? I'm just gonna bite my tongue on this one. Keep it to myself.
One thing I don't do when I get comfortable, I don't tell you nothing.
Yeah. One of my favorite things is shutting up. Not from 11 to 2.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You can't seduce it out of me. them damn cameras get in his face and he just start chuckling and giggling.
Just like he's never been interviewed before.
Damn.
Or maybe it's on purpose because he's playing a PR game, trying to get a job next year. I don't know. We'll obviously stay on that one. But we'll hear from you guys on the phones in just a few minutes. Brandon Adams joins us at this time on Tuesdays, Dog Nation Daily. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. BA, how are you?
What up, B?
I am doing great. Hope you guys are too.
How are you at keeping secrets? Like if somebody tells you something that they don't want you to tell anybody else, like are you pretty good? Keep a pretty tight lip?
I feel like I'm pretty good for a while. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like it's one of those things where like I start out with like good intentions. I'm going to keep this secret. But eventually it always just sort of seeps out. You know, it's like one of those things where like I'm pretty good for a while, mm-hmm. but after a while I'm going to probably let it slip at some point in time.
My daughter's the worst at it. She finds out anything. Like, you can't, like, I told her, I don't know, made a horrible mistake, and I showed her one of the things I got my wife for Christmas, like, 2 days before Christmas, and then for the next 6 hours, she just slowly built up to it. She was like, don't look in the back of Daddy's car. It's like, why? And then by like that night, she was like, it's a reindeer. It's a reindeer for the front yard. I was like, great. Way to go, Lily.
I feel like I get tricked a lot, though, because people will kind of make it seem like they already know what you know, and then they sort of coax out of you the secret that you don't want to give. I feel like I've gotten okey-doked by that one a couple
times. Yeah, no, people will do that. People will definitely do that. How do you feel like Georgia, and look, I mean, the benefit in terms of recruiting is hard to say there is much because they don't need any help in terms of recruiting, but how do you feel like Georgia benefits from all these Bulldogs being at the Super Bowl, playing for the Eagles, talking about Kirby last night like they were? How do you feel like this, in the big picture sense, benefits Georgia's football team?
Well, I'll give you a very practical sort of explanation for this. I mean, think about what a Super Bowl commercial costs, probably, what, $5 million for 30 seconds or something along those lines. So we know, because of just the sheer number of former Dogs playing on the Eagles defense alone, that's going to get a mention or two. So you can put kind of like a quantifiable, you know, amount of money on this. They're going to get millions of dollars of publicity. Now, as you said, okay, well, Georgia's already recruiting well, so they don't need this to convince anybody to come, but it does kind of keep the brand strong. And in a year in which Georgia didn't win the SEC, or I should say didn't win the national championship, and you know, maybe lost more games we're used to seeing them win, you know, these little things in the off season that kind of keep the brand strong, probably not a bad thing. And the sort of thing that if you wanted to pay for it, would be pretty expensive to get that kind of coverage in the biggest football game of the year.
Big, what did you think of the Senior Bowl and Dan Jackson? I mean, this guy, I mean, we tried to replace him three times, you know, and it just seems like he's just always around. Now, you take away Stetson. Is he the best walk-on you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, to me, there are two things about Dan Jackson that are really important. Thing number one is this. By far away, it's probably the best story. I know Stetson Bennett's going to be the more notable story.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, Stetson was at least recruited as a preferred walk-on. A lot of people know this. Dan Jackson was a walk-on at Georgia, but not a preferred walk-on. He came to Georgia as a student and called Georgia and was like, hey, I'd love to come out and try out for the team if you'll give me a chance to. So, I mean, Stetson's remarkable because of the great player that he became, but Georgia at least recruited him as a preferred walk-on. In the case of Dan Jackson, he wasn't even recruited as a preferred walk-on. He was essentially just a student at Georgia. But here's the other thing, and I think this is really important. You know, in the NFL, we have, like, the undrafted free agent that, you know, plays a significant role. In baseball, you have the kind of rookie contract under team control. Like, there's going to be that player who's not a huge salary hit but makes a significant contribution. In college football moving forward, because of just the role that payment to players is going to play in the sport going forward, you're going to have some cheaper options. You're going to have to find diamonds in the rough. So as cool as the Dan Jackson story is, I do believe it's a little bit of a template for how Georgia and all programs will need to be going forward. Not everybody can be a bonus baby. You're going to have some cool, you know, interesting finds that you plucked somewhere in a high school that nobody else knew about. So Georgia's ability to do that, and they've done it well, I think it's going to serve them, you know, well going forward.
Well, Matt Rhule wants to make sure there's one way that you can't pluck any guys off his roster if you're looking to add to yours. He thinks maybe the spring game is going to give too much opportunity for folks to scout his guys. Like, well, I'm sure you've heard of the story, but what do you think of Matt Rhule potentially not having a spring game in Nebraska out of fear of losing guys to the transfer portal?
First of all, ain't nobody wanting Nebraska's players anyway, first of all. That's the first thing we need to say about that. But, like, I don't believe any of this for a second. I mean, A, coaches already know everybody on every roster. They're already tampering with them anyway. I don't really think they need the spring game know who to recruit. And this matters to me because, like, I love G-Day. I mean, it's not real football,
yeah,
but it's
fun.
The most we're going to get in April. It's just something for us to do. And I think that Georgia does a good job of making it seem like a real game because the two teams will dress in separate locker rooms. They'll have, like, separate entrance videos. Like, they try to make it like a game, even if it's not quite that way. I think deep down, Matt Rhule just doesn't want to go through the motions, doesn't want to have a spring game. And frankly, he's not the only coach that seems to be that way. Around college football, a lot fewer teams sort of get into spring games than they used to. And not all of it is about, well, I don't want people recruiting my players and getting them to transfer. I just think that a lot of programs don't see the value in this. But for me personally, for selfish reasons, I'm glad Georgia still does.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to figure out
that. Me too. It's fun.
It's a great time and all those different things. But, I mean, maybe it just seems like I just don't want to have one. I'd rather you just say that. We just don't want to have one, B.A., then we're afraid of somebody really sticking.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's not just, you know, they don't want to have the spring game. A lot of the teams that still have them they have these like convoluted scoring systems where it's almost like a golf version, like the Stableford scoring system, as opposed to like right. Georgia still gives 6 points for a touchdown. The defense is supposed to stop, and like, you know, it's the red team versus the black team with scoring that's still just like it is in a regular football game. But even a lot of the schools that still have spring games have these like really weird scoring systems that kind of take, I would say, take some of the fun out of it.
I think I've covered the two extremes in terms of spring games. We've been at G-Days. A couple of them were hugely attended G-Days. I also broadcast live from the 2015 Oregon State Beavers spring game.
Awesome.
They went on to go 2-10 that year, 0-9 in the Pac-12. And when I tell you, I could have learned everyone's name that was in the crowd and not had a hard time remembering it. I'm
that's
not
so
lying.
Funny.
Like, there was 10 people there that day. They should cancel theirs, probably. Speaking of Oregon, kind of, Chip Kelly used to coach there, and then he was at Ohio State. Now he's going to join up with Pete Carroll in the NFL. Why do you think they're making it so clear, and the NFL's now doing it too, but making it so clear how much these guys are making to be coordinators?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, obviously, that $6 million is a gigantic amount of money. I assume a lot of this, and y'all know the NFL better than I do, but I assume a lot of this is the Raiders just sort of feel like they just need a complete and total image reboot, cultural reboot. It's kind of why, like, Tom Brady's more out in front there than maybe he would have, you know, been in the past. And a guy like Chip Kelly coming in to sort of give a little new energy for the offense. And obviously this benefits Brock Bowers. But it seems like some of this is, hey, we're so desperate to be more than what the Davis family has been in recent years that we want people to know how financially invested we are into making this a different kind of organization. In this particular case, that's what I assume this must be. Raiders know they don't have the best brand right now, and they want people to know they are desperate to change that because I think they want the goodwill that comes from that.
Real quick, B.A., about a minute left. Scott Cochran, new job. What'd you think?
I'm so happy for him. Yeah. You know, the guys, and Mike Johnson in the morning show will be the first to tell you this, the guys that knew Cochran in Alabama loved him because they believed he loved them. And obviously, he's been through a lot. You know, his battle with addiction is well documented. He himself has been kind enough to sort of, you know, tell parts of his story. So the fact that he's back in coaching, this is one of the real stories that we ought to celebrate, and I hope it's the first of many reasons to celebrate as it relates to Cochran.
Yeah, no doubt.
Love it.
It's one of those things that hopefully is just like, you know, one of the middle scenes in the movie, you know what I mean?
Yes,
after he sort of
right.
overcomes
that,
the tough part,
well and
then things
well
start to get really, really good after this. Hey, B.A., thank you.
Always good to be with you guys.
Brandon Adams there, Dog Nation Daily. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. Great point about the, you know, because once a couple like, you know, Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter meet at the quarterback at some point on Sunday.
Yes.
And then they spend the next 45 minutes talking about the Georgia football team and Kirby and all
right.
that. That's $5 million worth of advertising right there. I didn't think about it like that. Literally anything that's devoted time to during the Super Bowl from a commercial standpoint.
$5 million.
Because I don't know what it costs, but it's something like that.
Like
for like a 30-second commercial or something like that. If you could do a commercial during the Super Bowl, you don't have to pay for it.
Okay.
What would you advertise?
Oh, man. I would love to be like in Alaska filming a Bush commercial.
God.
With the Alaskan dog, with the dogs.
That'd be great.
With the dogs and mush.
Yeah, you need to be the new Bush guy.
Mush.
Because they got a Bush guy. You could be the Bush Light guy because you drink the Bush Lights.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, just
dog. Mush.
Mush.
God, that's really funny. That's like a great
it.
Idea.
I like it. I like it.
What are they?
You should be going over there, like ride past the pipeline.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like a big Eskimo jacket on, you know?
Triple fat goose.
But with like a G on it, too, though.
Whoosh.
You know? God. That's like legitimately a great idea. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. The phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Call us up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day right here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. It's an extended version of the AMA now, so even if you're not on hold right now, you can get on hold at 404-726-0929 when one of these callers asks their question and hangs up. Now, there are two phone lines available right now anyway, so you could get on hold now if you want to. We'll start with Mason, who's in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, fellas? Been a while. Let's see. Andy, what's your best round of golf?
Ooh.
And Randy, what's your best, like, statistic-wise game, you know, 100% completion for 100 yards or whatever.
Oh, man. What was that?
Those tech games are pretty good.
I had 12 for 144 and a tug.
And a tug.
And a tug over here at Tech.
Man, yeah, 12 catches, a lot of catches.
Yeah, yeah. And then NFL.
What about
the
NFL?
And if I had 9 for like 118, something like that,
whew,
against the Patriots.
Anna.
Nah, I ain't getting a tug.
Really?
Nah, I ain't getting a tug.
Ignoring you in the red zone?
I guess so, man.
Riding you all the way down the field and then handing it to Ricky.
That's when freaking Tom Brady threw an 80-yard touchdown as overtime.
I shot a 67 when I was 20 on my home course. Now, my home course is a par 70, so not like I was 3 under, not 5 under. But, yeah, I shot 67 on that course when I was 20 years old. That's 20 years ago. I've never shot under par since then.
Really?
Never once.
Damn, what happened?
I've shot.
What happened?
It was a great day. It was a great day. Like, just a really, really great day. Everything. I chipped in for eagle out of the sand, made a couple birdie putts on the back nine, and made enough birdies and stuff to offset the. I only made a couple bogeys. I just played great that day. It was insane. It was an insane day. My friend Nick Morton was there, so I'm always thankful that Nick was with me.
Nick can verify.
Yeah, Nick was there. Nick was there and signed the card and everything. So, yeah, this is best by far. The second best round is probably 73.
Do you still have that card?
Yeah, I do. I have it in a box in my attic. Okay. With the hole-in-one ball that I made on the par 3 course I was playing, pitch and putt, it was a 45-yard hole.
Uh-huh.
Does that count?
Yeah.
Okay. It went in.
Why wouldn't it count?
Because it's a 45-yard hole.
Oh, I don't worry about
it. 45 is not easy.
I know it's not easy. I'm just saying, 100. Like, yeah, look, I'm proud of it.
As you should be.
I still have that ball, too.
As you should
be. I was with a bunch of buddies that day, too. So, yeah, but we'll get there again. We're working on it. We're chipping in the backyard still, keeping the swing sharp. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Andy, Randy, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Mo.
Oh, man, Kirk Cousins, what an idiot in my Randy voice. Oh, my God. I mean, you know what? I'm not even going to get on that. I got two questions for y'all. So, Randy, if you could trade for any player in the NBA right now for the Hawks, who would it be and who are you trading away? And Andy, my question for you, how big of an idiot is Kirk Cousins right now, man? Like, he's making the franchise look so bad, man. What's going to be the fallout of this? And y'all make me feel good again.
All right. Thanks, Mo. You want to take a crack first?
I don't want to try to make me feel good again. All right, Mo. Damn it, Mo. You're telling me you want me to make you feel good again, bro?
He didn't put any restrictions on your trade.
What was his name? Billy Joe Thornton and Halle Berry? No. No, Mo. No, Mo. Don't do that. If I could trade anybody, give me Joker, man.
Yeah, give me Joker.
Give me Joker.
And we'll trade Larry Nance Jr.
Yeah. Larry Nance Jr. and one of them unprotected picks that we have.
Wouldn't that be fun to have Joker?
Oh, my God. Joker
gotta be
and
fun
trade?
To carry Joker to cover trade? That guy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that'd be wild. Yeah, I mean, for folks that may be just joining us, Kirk Cousins went on TV earlier today and said he hurt his shoulder and his elbow in the game against the Saints back on November 10th, which is kind of when everything started. No, not kind of.
That's when everything went to blank.
Yeah, and then he talked about trying to deal with it for the rest of the year. And so we got our answer as far as what the hell happened. And it's crazy. Like, I mean, this is – if it's me, this is the last thing Kirk Cousins ever says publicly as a member of the
Atlanta
Falcons.
He's got to go right now.
You've got to stop allowing this guy to go on TV or wherever he's going, podcast, Super Bowl. He's going to be doing more of this stuff. Everybody's doing media. He's going to be doing more of this stuff. You got to stop letting him pop up on NFL Network with the Falcons logo next to him, still speaking on behalf of the organization because he's a part of the team.
You got to go.
And then, you know, we'll have plenty of time to do this, but I mean, in hindsight, or in the rearview mirror, this era, what a disaster. Came in costing him a pick.
Yes, came in and cost him something.
Whatever the hell went down in the season with who knew, who didn't, whatever, they'll find out. Who knows what it might cost him on the way out for telling all this stuff on TV. And all he gets for his efforts is what? Going to get about $100 million?
Yeah, he got to go. Like I said, he's been butthurt since draft night.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would not blame him for being upset about it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, fair enough.
Don't get me wrong.
Fair enough.
But I still got to go out there and be professional. And I'm not saying he was not. I'm just saying if this dude held back his injury because he was worried about this dude behind him taking the job and not him not getting it back, that's a selfish act. He's selfish.
It is. Yeah, that's just selfish behavior. So yeah, I mean that's where it is. And again, you know, I don't know what the timeline is for them at all. I don't know if they view this comment like we do. Maybe they're just like, yeah, all right, Kirk likes to talk. He's going to be at the Super Bowl saying more stuff. I don't know. Maybe Kirk will come out later and try to clarify it. You know how people do that? Like, yes. They say what's true, and then, like, what I really meant was, all right. Now, what you meant was what you said. Yeah. All right. Ed's in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ed.
Yeah, man. Kirko has turned into Jerko pretty quick here.
What the hell?
So, Andy, is it fair to say that the golf scorecard, the golf ball, and the 92-9, the game bowling trophy, are all in the same spot in the Butler Mansion?
There, oh, yeah.
Or the Bunker Mansion?
The Bunker Cabin. Yeah, we got it.
Yes. I got you. Hey, Randy, you guys were talking earlier about spotting the ball and all that. I mean, Randy, even back when you played, it seemed like, you know, you'd see the chains in a game, you know, 5 to 10 times a game, you know, to spot the ball, right?
Yeah.
And now it seemed like it was always one guy kind of in charge of spotting it. And if the one guy, you know, on the other side of the field had his foot in the spot, you know, they'd kind of bring the chains out and mm-hmm. move it. And now it just seems like they kind of estimate it and they spot it.
A lot of spotting of the ball is estimation.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? A lot of it is. Definitely. Now, you got both side judges. They put one foot down. Mm-hmm. That's that whatever foot is the right foot. It's whatever. I remember a referee told me this. It's the foot that's closest that points to the end zone. So it's the outside. Whatever okay. the end zone is where the ball is.
That's where
going,
you try to line the ball.
That's where you try to line the ball up on that foot right there. And so, I mean, I'm sure the biggest thing was the Josh Allen.
Was that one? And then the play before that too. It looked like Kincaid got the first down on the third down.
Yeah,
also.
But you're looking at the top part of his body. If he has the ball down, the ball's not correct because it's about the ball. It's not about the ball. Your helmet, your shoulder pad.
Exactly.
It's about the ball. Mm-hmm. And so, I know we were having fun with the whole lasers. I don't know how to fix it.
I don't either. I do agree with that, though. It feels like they bring the chains out less.
They do.
Like, if I'm Sean McDermott, right? Yeah. That's the head coach of the
Bills. Can I get a measurement?
Got to measure.
Yes.
On third down, for sure. And then maybe have a little more time to figure out what I'm
doing
on fourth
down. Because the thing about the measurement would be let you know how much you need.
Exactly.
But now,
Now
think about it. What teams do, though, and this is offensive, their fault. They go fast.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
You're trying to catch him on their heels.
Fourth down is Mark Short. Instead of the referee, the head coach saying, can I get a measurement? Now, a lot of times they might say timeout. The measurement part about it is it would usually be the referee's, my time.
Right.
But sometimes the head coach actually has to do it, so then they try to line up and go fast.
Right. I will say, if they find a way to do it with technology, great. Get it perfect. That'd be great. It is a very dramatic moment in a football game. If it's the fourth quarter,
you need to measure.
And you measure, and like the chain, you know, the guy's pulling the chain just a little bit further.
Yes.
And the stick a little bit further. Oh. And it's like, is it going to? And then he puts it on the ground, and there's a little bit of space between the ball and the stick.
Yes.
That's an intense moment.
Yes, it is. Very much. Especially when you're going, when it's against you.
We'd stopped them. And then you go nuts. Like, that's actually a pretty great moment that they're going to lose. But that's fine. We can lose it if they get all the first downs right. Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hello.
Hey, you remember when Kirby commented the track and field facility last year or maybe the year before?
Having a hard time hearing you, Adam.
Y'all there?
Yeah, your phone's making a weird noise. Yeah. We'll try again tomorrow. Somebody commandeered something. I don't know. I'm sorry. I can't hear what it is. But we'll try again. We've never had that problem with this phone.
I'm very disappointed that phone was messing up. He definitely said track and field.
Oh, God.
Oh, you do love track and field.
He definitely said track and field. I don't know what the rest
heard,
he said.
I heard him say the track and field part.
Yeah.
But someone commandeered something track and field related, but I don't know what that is.
Was it Abe? Because I know we never said anything.
Yeah, probably Abe did it.
Yeah.
Abe loves track and field and commandeering things.
Yes. He's a commandeer.
He is. Always has been.
Yes.
Steven is in Atlanta. Hey, Steven.
Commandeer.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Happy Taco Tuesday.
Thank you, Steven, to all who celebrate.
Absolutely.
I do.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, Abe.
I don't have a track and field question, and I'm about to get on them tacos, too. But I did have a question, a silly question, a serious question.
All right.
The serious question, what team do you think Cooper Flagg will have the most immediate impact on if he gets drafted to?
All right.
And silly question, let's say you out with one of your boys, brings a mutual, a potential mutual friend, one of his homies. You never met him. Y'all chopping it up, talking sports. Vibes are good. And he stops, excuses himself, bends down to tie his shoes, and he does the bunny ears. Did you judge him?
Hell yeah, I judge him. You damn right I would.
What an incredible question.
You damn right I'm a judge.
No idea where he was going with that.
You damn right I'm a judge him.
You can't tie bunny ears?
Huh?
You can't do the bunny ears as an adult?
Yes.
You got to do the loop over?
Yes.
When do you make the switch?
I don't even think about that, Bunk.
But you're doing the loop, right?
Yeah, I do the loop.
Yeah, me too. I'm a looper.
Okay.
I've been a looper pretty much the whole time, as soon as I learned about it.
But I mean...
But you learn on bunny ears, right? To tie? Like the first time I ever tied my shoes when I was, how old are you, 5, 6?
Yeah.
You bunny ears it. It's easier.
What the hell are you talking about?
Do you not know what he's talking about?
I thought he was saying your homeboy would put on some bunny ears. That's why I said, hell yeah, I judge him. I thought he said if he puts on some bunny ears, that's what it sounded like. I was like, hell yeah, I'm a judge him.
Here.
What?
Take off my shoe.
Why are you taking your shoe off?
So I can demonstrate to you what I'm talking about. Here's the way that I tie my shoe with the loop,
yes,
right?
One, yes.
Loop it around.
That's how I tie it.
All right, so there's another method.
Oh, I know that
where you make
right
the
there.
Bunny ears.
Yes.
And then you do that.
My kids, that's the bunny ears is my kids' first time.
Yeah, because they're little.
Yes. I thought he said, oh, yeah, yes, the bunny ears, my kids, that's how I taught all my kids how to shoot.
Right, of course.
I thought he said, your homeboys come down with some bunny ears on.
No. He said, everything's cool. The guy's nice.
Oh.
But then he does that.
Oh.
He's a grown man.
Oh, I don't pay attention to nobody's feet that much. Man, I would know. And you know, I pay attention to everything, Buck.
You do?
Yeah, I don't
you're
tie shoes.
You're telling me. I know you don't tie shoes, but you're telling me that if I was a bunny ear shoe tire and you noticed, you wouldn't say something about it?
I wouldn't pay attention to you.
I know, but if you did.
No.
Oh.
I would.
But also, what you got against bunny ears?
I have nothing against bunny ears, but if we chilling and partner come down with some damn bunny ears, I'm going to clown the hell out your ass.
All of a sudden, he decides to pop on the bunny ears?
What if the evening begins with the bunny ears on?
What the hell you got bunny ears on for?
Yeah, that's going to be a weird vibe.
You know what I mean? Only time I wear anything like that on my head, we used to go to the Great Wolf Lodge because the kids are little and they give you the wolf ears when you go in and they my babies and all that stuff. But if we all chilling and you come downstairs with them bunny ears on, hell yeah, I'm going to clown you.
It's going to be a weird
yeah,
deal.
I'm not, no,
what if they're a cool color like black bunny ears? Still the same?
I don't think the color is the problem.
What the hell? We're not talking about no color.
I think the color's the problem.
I don't think so.
The black bunny ears versus like light pink bunny
now,
ears.
Now, hang on a second here. Let's just, before
no.
we...
Nothing against pink bunny
ears. Are you trying to advocate for wearing bunny ears as a grown man in a social setting? Like, is
no,
that
I'm
what you're getting at? What,
and I said... In,
just
now,
in case, you
take
know?
Away. I'm talking about with your boys. And we're chilling.
Like if we're
out for the baby,
Bo shows up with some bunny ears on.
I've
known Bo for years and I love him. I'm gonna be. It's gonna be weird.
I'm gonna snatch him off your head. Like what the hell? No.
See, I'm the type of person. I would do something like that
Why?
Just to see the reaction.
Why?
Because I love getting reactions out of people.
So you want to wear bunny ears for that?
I don't want to. No. But maybe I will now.
Yeah, I'm not. No. Nope? Not in that setting. But also, I do think that most grown-ups use the loop method. Rather
yes,
than the bunny
I know, I know the bunny ear method, but I've never paid attention to it as an adult.
I just love that question.
Yeah.
But like everything was great, and then the man tied his shoes with the bunny ears.
I know.
That's a funny-ass scenario.
I would never pay attention to that. Well, he just tied his shoes.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day, every day to wrap up the show.
He gonna tell.
Yes.
Yeah, he gonna tell.
You can give Kirk Cousins the microphone. He's gonna tell you the truth.
Yeah,
I guess
tell.
That's a virtue, right? Sometimes, you know, sometimes you just gotta shut up. Scottie Pippen looks like Aunt Sylvia.
Man, I just saw when he had them dreads. His skin was
raggedy
dropping.
Dreads.
And his skin was dropping.
So this whole Kirk Cousins situation, man, what a whole bag of stinky poop.
Yeah.
Cowboy boots for cowboying and also cleaning windows. And Randy should be the new Bush guy.
Dude, what a great idea that was.
Unquestionably the sexiest midday show in America.
Damn right.
Footballs need Wi-Fi and 5G. And the midday show. Three blues and a black.
Dang, man. All right.
Well, said it.
I did. Context. Duke Sobel coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11.